Board of Commissioners' Public Meeting Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019, the time is 7:05. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers is absent, excused. Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Rogers. He's absent, excused.
Commissioner Petracco, we are in attendance.
I have a resolution. Yep, take a bid for surplus equipment and we have supporting distracted driving. That's what I have.
I have a couple of things. Now we have to do the budget introduction, which we will we do a presentation on. Tonight we have, as I said, we have to do the budget introduction, a little presentation that I'll do out in the general session. This will help people understand what's in our budget and what the changes are. It's hard to pick up the budget document and understand what's in it. So I had prepared some slides to basically summarize where the budget is and the trends of the budget that will be available on the website. But we'll look through that before we go through the budget. Right now, this budget reflects a 3.85% increase, which translates to $175 in change to the average taxpayer whose house is assessed at $250,000 a year. We need to work and continue to work on reducing that budget. Where it stands, we can't adopt until we know what our state aid is. I started those conversations today. They have meeting again with George Helmut, the chief of staff, on April 10th. We'll continue the conversation. Today's conversation is the same as more information. There's no commitment from the idea that we're going to continue to work on that conversation. So as tonight, one thing is that I think we have to work harder to reduce this budget. We need to find $600,000 between now and the time we adopt. That can get better if we get more aid. It can get worse if the aid is cut below the 3.5 million that's anticipated in this budget. So there's just these variables that exist that we have to watch and monitor. We'll do the public hearing on May 7th. As required, but then we'll wait for adoption, just like we did last year. So later in the year, we'll see.
Hopefully, we don't get any bad news at the end of the year.
Yeah. The only other thing is that wherever we are, we've got to get to 2%. The rate increase last year was higher than 2%. It's been higher than by the last 2 years. And that's been driven by less knowledge state aid and all this stuff. But we need to understand we've been trending above 2% for the last 2 years. And so now we just really have to take a hard look at this.
What percentage are we up this year?
3.85.
3.85. And what's that equivalent to 600,000?
To bring that down to 2%, we need to find 600,000. And if we do find it, we get it down to 2%, then the increase to the tax is still an increase to the taxpayer, but instead of it being $175, it's $82. So, it's better to have a conversation than the other time. So, also have an ordinance, the bank, the cap bank ordinance, which allows us to increase our budget appropriation from up above 2.5% to 3.5%. We're currently, before we cut any appropriations, we're currently at 2.3%. So the bank is, as you remember, is a paper entry. And if something catastrophic was to happen, we use the bank, and we'd be allowed to use that in a future year. We just simply renew it because the bank itself lasts for 2 years. So you just, if one drops off, you add another one, and it's there for a rainy day, and you have that. Right? But we've never used it, and you know, I don't expect us that we will, but it's just it's good sound financial planning. And that's why we have to do it. It's confusing, because it suggests that it gives us the latitude to increase it if we wanted to, but there's so many constraints that would prevent us from just throwing money at this into this budget that it clearly is something that is just catastrophic. So I also have two resolutions, one's over overpaying taxes, and then another is the certification of compliance with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's enforcement guidance on consideration of arrests and conviction record of employment and decisions. Sorry, I'm here.
I have nothing. Other than, I'm sorry, I have a report.
Thank you. Thank you for showing me.
Here, my support the floor.
Did you read Mr. Rogers' presentation?
I will. I don't know how he's declaring all these different things in the same week or month, but he's got he's recognizing. Week of April 1st, or April 7th is National Public Health Week. We're recognizing the month of April as National Donate Life Month. I'm not sure what that means, but we're going to declare the month of April as Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and I guess we're going to reappoint Meredith Blank as the Certified Municipal Registrar. He left one off here, though. We should have on here a resolution recognizing Autism Awareness Month, and today is actually lighted up blue. So I'll just mention that even though you missed it.
Put it on for the next meeting?
Put it on, yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. I have a resolution doing a recertification of the Green Team. This is a resolution that's needed as we go for our sustainability certification, which we need to renew. And hopefully we can get the bronze before this. Hopefully we can get the silver. It does help us in going for our grants for DEP. It adds extra points to your grant, so it's a resolution to authorize and approve some raffle applications. I'm rejecting the bids that we received from Ernest Street because there was a form missing from all the packets. So we had to reject those, and we're going out for a rebid with the other one. And I also have a report.
We have the Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for March 5th for approval, and we have several applications for approval. One is for Holy Family for Palm Sunday procession. Holy Family every year asks to utilize Yenicoal Park, so I got permission from the director, Daniel Salvante. He waived the permit, so he said he was okay to have that. The Friends of the Nutley Library have submitted a social fair application, and the Knights of Columbus Holy Family also have submitted, they want to hold a raffle on Sunday, July 14th, 2019. And that's it.
Counselor. Let's go off to public.